From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Michigan Congressman Bart Stupak, a major target for the Tea Party, says he will not seek re-election.
After 18 years, together we've accomplished what you sent me to Washington to do, health care for all Americans.
Stupak making the announcement just moments ago. He was one of the final holdouts in the Democrats' passage of a landmark health care bill. His yes vote made him one of the biggest targets of conservative opponents, made evident when Tea Party activists holding rallies across the nation recently called for Stupak's re-election defeat in his home state. U.S. Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens plans to retire this summer. We have more on this from NPR's Pam Fessler.
The decision by Stevens, who's the court's oldest member at age 89, had been anticipated for months. He said he plans to retire when the court finishes its current term in late June or early July, and that he hopes a successor will be confirmed before the new term begins in October. Stevens is part of the court's liberal bloc, and his departure provides the second opportunity for President Obama to fill a position on the court. Among those said to be possible choices are Solicitor General Elena Kagan and federal appellate judges Diane Wood and Merrick Garland. In a statement, Chief Justice John Roberts said Stevens had earned the gratitude and admiration of the American people. He was appointed to the court by President Ford in 1975. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
Rescuers in West Virginia still aren't able to get to four missing miners who've been trapped underground since an explosion Monday. Today, crews had to evacuate the mine in Moncol after encountering heavy smoke. Kevin Strickland of the Mine Safety and Health Administration says it's been frustrating for the rescuers.
It's very emotional for all the rescuers. I mean, we want to get in there, but it's also emotional if something would happen to the rescuers when we know that we have a fire and a very good possibility of an explosion if we don't do something to inert the atmosphere.
Monday's explosion killed 25 miners. Wholesale inventories were up at a larger-than-expected pace in February as businesses restocked warehouse shelves. We have more from NPR's Scott Newman.
The healthy gains again in February are a good sign that the economy is on the mend. More inventory at the wholesale level means businesses are feeling more confident about retail sales, the major economic driver. Wholesalers increased inventories by 0.6% in February. That's better than the 4 to 5/10% analysts had expected. Even so, businesses are staying lean. The inventory-to-sales ratio, a measure of how long it would take to sell down inventory, remains at a historic low of just over 1 month. Scott Newman, NPR News, Washington.
Dow's up 42 points. This is NPR News. A Vatican spokesman says Pope Benedict XVI is willing to meet victims of clerical sex abuse, but he's also defending the Pope against what he calls unfounded allegations of covering up sexual abuse. NPR's Silvia Poggioli has this from Rome.
Father Federico Lombardi said the Pope has written that he is available for new meetings with sex abuse victims. Benedict has met with victims while visiting the U.S. and Australia and with Canadians at the Vatican. Nevertheless, he has come under fire for alleged mishandling of cases as Archbishop of Munich and as the cardinal in charge of the Vatican office dealing with clerical sex abuse. Lombardi acknowledged that transparency and rigor are urgently needed to show the Church is run in a wise and just manner. He said proper selection and training of prospective priests will be crucial in preventing further abuse. But he insisted the Pope is deserving of respect and support in the face of unfounded allegations of cover-ups. The Vatican has been on the defensive, with numerous officials insisting the media is waging a hate campaign against the Catholic Church. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
NATO is investigating a military aircraft crash in southern Afghanistan overnight that killed three American troops and a civilian worker. A number of people were injured in Zabul province. The Taliban is claiming responsibility. The first spacewalk of Shuttle Discovery's mission is over. Today, astronauts disconnected an empty ammonia tank that will be replaced with a new one outside the International Space Station. The crew plans to conduct two more spacewalks to complete the job. Discovery is on a two-week mission. NASA plans to retire its space shuttle program later this year. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.